I had the carne seca dinner at El Charro tonight, and the salt is starting to make its way back through my skin. It's mostly in my lips at the moment, it feels like. Okay. I'll read a poem. It's about my father. When my first book came out, which has maybe three or four poems about my father in it, he read the book and came up to me afterwards and said, I read your book last night. And I said, oh, what'd you think? And he said, well, let me ask you a question. He said, I liked it. Let me ask you a question. I said, what's that? And he said, are you writing another one? I said, yeah. He said, well, do me a favor. Leave me out of this one, okay? He's an egomaniac. There were only three poems in there about it. You know, so. And I'd actually already written this poem. It's called I Am a Pilgrim and a Stranger, which is an old Appalachian folk song, actually. In the one small clearing between the tag end of an endorphin spike and a ragged pulse tone emitted by his heart monitor, uncomprehending, hopeless, rueful, paid of recrimination, my father wants, again, to roll up the pastel pajama leg and show me the ulceration that pits his thigh. I have no more arguments on the fifth of 26 floors for compliance and denial at Brigham and Women's Hospital. I can't even hold his hand. Nothing to be afraid of. An amber circle rims and measures the ulcer. Bruise purple at the edge, hub and core gray as axle grease. The skin crusts with scabs. Look long, alone, and it's like staring hard into the sun. Turn away. The after image burns on your retina. A negative, another more restless and weary eye blankly glaring back. Clench shut your lids. It tracks inside your head. Not God's eye. Since he's withdrawn from the universe and spot welded the seams, leaving all his laws inside to gear the engine. Not pains or prides, but the eye of a pilgrim and wanderer for whom Earth is only a windstruck and lonely ridge overlooking cities sprawled below on a plain the color of straw. What have I seen? What have I seen? I have not let go of and only loved.